Fairfield First Selectman Bill Gerber passed away at Yale New Haven Hospital, where he had been receiving treatment for a brain tumor. As we reported, Bill Gerber underwent two surgeries after being diagnosed late last month. And just this week, his family reported that his condition had worsened and he ended up back in the intensive care unit. Gerber leaves behind his wife, Jessica, and his two children, John and Jillian. Immediately after the news broke, I wanted to connect with the many leaders across Fairfield County who worked very closely with Bill Gerber and see if they could share a few words here on the air. I was overwhelmed with the fact that nearly every mayor and first selectman across Fairfield County answered the call and allowed me to record some of their beautiful words to Bill Gerber's family and the town of Fairfield. Even Governor Ned Lamont gave me a call. Take a listen.
This is Ned Lamont, and I talked to Bill just a day or two before his surgery. He was so optimistic and positive, looking forward to coming back and fighting for the people of Fairfield. And we miss him now more than ever. I know that cancer is not strange to his family. I know he was aware of that every day, given his some of the family circumstance. And that said, he knew what he cared for. He cared for you, cared for the people of Fairfield, and we're going to miss him every day.
Hey, this is Mayor Gannon from City of Bridgeport. I just want to extend my sympathies to Bill's family and to all the people of the town of Fairfield who he served as, I guess, a greater or bigger family. I mean, he was a person who carried himself so well. It's hard to be a high-profile elected official and still be is just likable and amenable and as effective as Bill was. And this is such a sudden thing to hear. And so, again, my sympathies out to his family from all of us in Bridgeport.
I'm Jen Tooker, and I am the first select woman of Westport. And, of course, everybody knows we are a neighboring town to Fairfield. And it is with such sadness that I hear of Bill's passing. He has been a wonderful public servant, and but most importantly, a wonderful human. And he'll be terribly missed. My heart goes out to his family and to his friends and to the town of Fairfield and to his neighbors. And I just want you to know that my thoughts and prayers are with all of you. And we firmly believe and know that Bill was an incredible human being.
It's Caroline Simmons, mayor of the city of Stamford, and I just wanted to offer my deepest condolences to First Selectman Gerber's family and friends during this difficult time. This is such a heartbreaking loss. I know the community that he served was so lucky and grateful to have him, and I truly enjoyed working with him, and he will be.
This is Terry Rooney, First Selectman of the town of Monroe. With great sadness, we'd like to extend our sincerest sorrows to the town of Fairfield and the loss of Bill Gerber. We worked together in MetroCog on many things. Very good man. Very sad to see this loss for everybody around Bill. Wishing you the strength to get through this very difficult time.
Yes, this is Shelton Mayor Mark Loretti.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking and sad that the loss of Bill Gerber so very quickly. You know, I was particularly taken back about a year ago when he called me and said, hey, you know, I'd like to sit down and talk to you, pick your brain about, you know, how things work and what your guidance is. And, you know, I just felt that it was nice that he had reached out. You know, he's a different political persuasion, but okay. It doesn't matter at the local level because we're all in the same boat together when it comes to things like that. And I've always appreciated him for that. And I was working with him on the regional special education school and also the proposed sale of Aquarion, which I think we both agreed was not a good thing for our residents. And, You know, it's unfortunate that it's come to this conclusion for him.
Fred Camillo, first selectman, town of Greenwich.
Yeah, you know, learning about the passing of Bill Gerber was surprising, as we'd heard that he had a successful surgery, and the family had asked for, you know, some time for him to recover, and then there was a setback, which is never good, but, you know, you don't know what happens after that, what comes after that, and so it was a little bit of a shock hearing today that Bill had passed, but I had never met him in person. We have talked recently, and we traded a lot of messages, and, you know, felt like I could really work well with him just based on those few text messages that we shared. But when he when it came out that he was sick, I sent him a note, and he responded right away, and he was very upbeat. And his diagnosis, you know, is knowing a little bit about what he has, it wasn't great, but certainly, you know, you never know. There's always hope, and he was very, very upbeat for somebody in that position. So I was, you know, hopeful for him, as were many people. So at this point, you know, you just tell people, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, doesn't matter. You know, we're all passing through this life and trying to leave it in a better place than we found it. And I think Bill certainly tried to do that in his life. And today we just pray for his soul, and also for the people in his, obviously his family, but for people that were close to him. And it's certainly, they're going to need thoughts and prayers right now.
Mayor Harry Rilling from the city of Norwalk, and I'm very saddened to hear of the passing of Bill Gerber. You know, he was a really good guy, very dedicated to the town of Fairfield, and it's just very, very sad, you know, when he was diagnosed not too long ago, and the passing was very quick, and I just hope that my condolences to his family, and I just hope that they can get some solace out of the fact that he was a good guy in serving his community.
Hi, this is John Zagrodzki, and I'm the first selectman for the town of Darien. I just wanted to offer my sincere condolences to the family of Bill Gerber. We were all shocked to learn today of his untimely death. He was a dedicated public servant in Fairfield, known by many and loved by many in that town. And it's really just a shocking loss to everyone in the state of Connecticut that we had to see this. But on behalf of the town of Darien, I did want to extend my condolences to everyone involved. And rest in peace, Bill.
So this is David Bindleglass, the first selectman of the town of Easton. I've known Bill for a few years now. We first met when he approached me one day and told me he was interested in running for first selectman in Fairfield, and asked me what I thought and if he could pick my brain for a little bit. And I've gotten to know him fairly well since that time. The six towns in what's called MetroCog, which are the towns including and surrounding Bridgeport, work together pretty closely on a regular basis. And so we've spent time working together. I've had individual meetings with him. He is bright. He was thoughtful. And just one of the nicest people that you would ever meet. He was just a pleasure to be with. He was a pleasure to work with. Just a wonderful human being. And this is just a horrible, horrible loss. It's a loss to the town of Fairfield. It's a loss to everybody in the region. I think he was doing such a fantastic job. He had great vision, and he was wonderful at articulating, and we will miss him. And I'm so sorry. My heart goes out to his family. And again, it goes out to all of the people of the town of Fairfield and everybody in the region. We will miss him, and his family is in our thoughts and prayers.
This is Laura Hoydick, mayor of the town of Stratford. I am heartbroken to hear the news about Bill Gerber. He was a very kind, thoughtful first selectman for the town of Fairfield, and we will miss him greatly, and we will miss his leadership.
And again, thank you to the many people who allowed me to record them literally just an hour or two after the news broke about Bill Gerber's passing. I had the incredible pleasure of having a lot of interactions with First Selectman Bill Gerber. He made himself available on my show in the mornings all the time. And we had great conversations, sometimes agreeing, sometimes not agreeing. But in the end, Bill and I always worked very well together. And personally, we always got along so well. And I'm so incredibly grateful now more than ever that the walk a mile in her shoes, that event was postponed to last month because of the rain, because I wasn't going to be able to make it in May, but I was able to make it in June. And unbeknownst to me, most of that walk, I was with Bill. And I will cherish that now more than I ever thought I would, certainly today and for the rest of my life. For those of you who don't realize, Bill was very active with a children's cancer charity called St. Baldrick's. You might be very familiar with that, and raising money for pediatric cancer. And that is because Bill and his wife actually lost their third child, Teddy. He died of a rare cancer at the age of 9. And one of the only good things, if there even is a good thing, that can come out of such a tremendous loss is knowing that Bill has been reunited with his son, Teddy. But to echo what many just said here on the air, to the family of Bill Gerber, to his team in Fairfield, to the many friends, colleagues, neighbors of Bill Gerber, and of course, to the residents of Fairfield, we are thinking of you, and we are so sorry about this tremendous loss. We're going to be right back. You're listening to WICC.